Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Muggsy Spanier was a fine, hot jazz cornet player, inspired during his teens in Chicago by Joe King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, whom he heard and idolized. Muggsy dedicated his life to playing New Orleans-style music, which he helped to revive in the 1940s. During this hour, we'll hear Muggsy's recordings from the 20s to the 50s, and commentators who knew this warm, sincere man and talented cornetist committed to early jazz style. This is Spanier's original theme song, Relaxin' at the Toro. Muggsy's very well-known original composition, Relaxin' at the Toro, dedicated to the hospital in New Orleans where he spent almost a year recovering from a serious illness in 1938. This is a tribute to cornet player, bandleader, and champion of New Orleans jazz style, Muggsy Spanier on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. By the way, Muggsy was given the nickname Kid Muggsy by Louis Armstrong, who he idolized along with Joe King Oliver. And during his teens, Muggsy would sneak into nightclubs to hear them or listen outside for their horns, which he imitated, particularly King Oliver. And as he matured, Spanier even got the chance to sit in at least once with King Oliver and several times with Louis Armstrong. Spanier was part of a generation of early white Chicago musicians who were inspired by hot jazz, like saxist Bud Freeman, drummer Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman, and Eddie Condon. And in fact, not long after their first meeting, Muggsy told Condon he couldn't decide whether to be a baseball player or a doctor. Here's a set that displays the range of Spanier's sound. We'll hear two from his famous ragtime band of 1939. Now, this is not ragtime at all, of course, but one of the earliest statements of the Dixieland revival that was soon to have a major impact on music. We'll also hear a superb hard charging That's a Plenty in a quartet with Sidney Bechet, and then finally one from his early days alongside other young white Chicagoans, Mez Mezro, Gene Krupa, legendary clarinet player Frank Teschmacher, and Eddie Condon. New Orleans-style cornetist Muggsy Spanier featured on Jazz Rhythm.
shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like jelly on a plate. My mama wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Kate so nice. Every boy in my neighborhood now knew she could shimmy and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. When I can shimmy like my sister Kate, I'm shouting, shimmy like my sister Kate, oh boy. Thank you.
come home, or you left your papa all alone. I have tried in vain, nevermore say your name. When you left, you broke my heart. Though we promised not to part, every hour in the day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Ritu da da, baby, won't you please come home?
A rare Eddie Condon vocal from 1928. Condon, of course, long an associate of Muggsy Spanier for decades. We heard recordings of Muggsy from his so-called ragtime band of 1939 and with Sidney Bechet. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of Muggsy Spanier on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, Muggsy in a rare broadcast from the mid-50s and on V-disc during World War II. I've been talking recently with Ken Ackerman, who knew Muggs, as he calls him, in the 1960s. When Spanier died in 1967, Ken, who was an announcer on radio station KCBS, hosted a tribute to Muggsy, playing his music and chatting with individuals who knew Spanier. Among them was a commentator well qualified to play Spanier in context, the late Ralph Gleason, a jazz writer and music critic. Gleason recalled Muggsy's warm personality and put him in context as a cornet-playing bandleader committed to reviving the best traditions of New Orleans-style ensemble and Dixieland jazz.
Our guest on this feature, our tribute to Muggsy Spanier, is Ralph Gleason, a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Wasn't that great, Ralph?
Well, you know, I hate Dixieland music as a general thing, but I always loved the way Muggsy played it. Dixieland is kind of corny stuff, and a lot of times it's done so automatically and without any real feeling for it. It falls into a set of patterns and a set routine that guys can do, drunk or sober, or awake or asleep, doesn't make any difference. And yet Muggsy always managed to make these things mean something. We're going to play this Someday Sweetheart coming up here in a minute.
All right, fine.
From Muggsy Spanier's Ragtime Band album on Victor, which is a gas and a half. Back in 1939, Muggsy had gotten out of the hospital after being ill for, I forget how long it was, at least a year, maybe more than
easily that. Easily that, yes.
He made a comeback, and he started a small band in Chicago with George Zack on piano and George Brunners on trombone. And they started and played in Chicago for a couple of months. And they turned everybody inside out in Chicago because it was the last of those bands in that style that really had drive and feeling and fire and excitement. And the band came from Chicago and opened in New York City at a place called Nick's. And Nick's in New York City in Greenwich Village, right off Sheridan Square, was the home of Dixieland for, you know, 100 years in New York City. But anyway, Muggsy's band opened at Nick's in New York, and the place was full of people. I was there opening night because we wanted to hear this band. The whole sound was so exciting to everybody, and the band just came on screaming. I have never heard the Dixieland instrumentation and the Dixieland tunes like Eccentric and Big Butter and Egg Man and Sister Kate and Dixieland One Step and all those really corny tunes. They aren't really corny tunes by definition because they can be played very beautifully. Well, Muggsy's band came into New York and blew that place inside out. It was just simply sensational. They had a wild, driving excitement. Spanier's band was aghast, and
well, that night, did they play the one we're about to hear?
Oh, yeah, they certainly did.
Well, let's hear it.
This has George Zack's piano introduction, and a word should be said for George Zack. He was an enormous man, great big hands, played the piano like the piano was a toy, just like Fats Waller had the same approach to the piano. And the way, I haven't heard this record in a long time, but my recollection is that there's a piano introduction to Someday Sweetheart, which sounds like the guy's got four hands.
Thank you.
Muggsy, he was a very warm human being, and I think was a quality that came out in his music. I don't really know how to describe it particularly, except that if you ever got to know him and talk to him for, you know, even 10 minutes in between a couple of numbers, the warmth came through. And maybe it came through all the more surprisingly because he looked like a tough little Irishman. Maybe he was.
I don't think he was tough at all, though, was he?
He could be tough. He could be tough about music. He'd be tough with somebody in the band who wasn't playing the way he could play or should play or playing the music
properly.
In other
words, a good leader.
Yeah. And Muggsy could make people play. And he discovered, I guess, early how to put the power of his own personality and the power of his own being into what he played, which is essential to a good musician.
That Dada Strain and Someday Sweetheart, two landmark recordings of Muggsy's Ragtime Band, one of the first to successfully revive New Orleans-style music in 1939. And we heard the comments of late jazz writer and San Francisco Chronicle music critic Ralph Gleason. More recollections from Gleason and others just ahead and during these two programs dedicated to Chicago-born, New Orleans-style cornet player Francis Joseph Julian Muggsy Spanier. From the early 1940s through the early 60s, Muggsy was popular on both American coasts, touring and playing venues in New York, Ohio, New Orleans, and Europe. In the early 50s, he was heard broadcasting from Club Hangover in San Francisco, often with Earl Hines, and after 1957, made the San Francisco area his permanent home. Here's a live Saturday night broadcast from 1954, introduced by host Bob Gerner, who provided this rare tape.
Of course, we're welcoming Muggsy Spanier, whose opening night here was last night. It was about a year and a half ago, the last time Muggsy was here at Club Hangover, but we're all making up for it now with tunes like this next one we have here. Here's Muggsy Spanier and another blues called the Memphis Blues.
You're listening to the music of Muggsy Spanier on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can find more about early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of jazz sites, or request program playlists at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Still ahead, we'll hear Muggsy's earliest record, V-Discs from World War II, and we'll hear him with Sidney Bechet.
Thank you.
W.C. Handy's classic Memphis Blues, Muggsy Spanier broadcasting from San Francisco's Club Hangover in 1954.